Alabama A&M University, 90.9 WJAB.
Good afternoon and welcome to our monthly presidential news from the Hill. I'm your host, Erica Fox, and of course, we are excited and we welcome back to WJAB our 11th president of Alabama A&M University, Dr. Andrew Hughini Jr. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Ms. Fox.
We are so glad that you are here with us once again, and literally catch your breath because you've been here and there and everywhere like Mighty Mouse, just busy, busy, busy. So we can step back. Let's step back if we can and recap homecoming on the Hill. I really think this was so epic and one of the best homecomings we've had in a long, long time.
I concur with you. The first thing that I found different and interesting was of all the years, the theme this year was really a different kind of theme. Mm-hmm. 24-karat magic on the Hill. I said, you know, because most themes are reflecting on the past or preparing for the future, but this one says 24-karat magic on the Hill. But I think for those of us that had the opportunity of being a part of the various activities, that was quite an appropriate theme. Activities were indeed very, very magical, mm-hmm. beginning, of course, with the coronation of our lovely queen. And then we moved into the gospel explosion that was held on that Sunday. Wonderful groups throughout the area. And, of course, we had the alumni male group that came from the church in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. They do a fantastic job each year. The students, of course, and I'm certainly enjoyed the wonderful time for their talent show and for the fashion show. I always look forward to going to the comedy show because it's a good time for comic relief. You know, in life we just need to kind of let go sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so that's always a wonderful time for me. So I look forward to going to there. And then the forums that they had as a part, the forums were simply excellent. Mm-hmm. They were transformative. The individuals that they had that participated, they did a magnificent job mm-hmm. in sharing with our students their stories, but also inspiring our students to achieve for the future, that they could clearly understand that in order to be successful in life, you're going to fail. But it's what you do with that failure that mm-hmm. makes a difference. And so we just, you know, and of course, Tasha Smith is one of my favorite actresses. I just love her personality. But she has a story. When you look at the challenges that she's been able to overcome. So it says to all of us that we, in fact, can overcome those challenges. And then, of course, the parade. The parade was enjoyable, as mm-hmm. always. I enjoyed the parade. And then it always helps when you're successful on the gridiron. And awesome. So, obviously, we were successful in winning our homecoming game. Mm-hmm. And our band, they were good as usual. Mm-hmm. So it was indeed 24 magic carat.
It was. We appreciate Bruno Mars putting that song together for everybody. Yes. We can capitalize on it. And as we've been saying, we want all of you to get in on the conversation and call us with your questions at 256-372-4062. And I got a question this morning already for you. So they are ready for you.
Very good.
And the question is, since Huntsville City Schools use our stadium and our football field, how can they do their part or play a part in the purchase of the new billboard that we're looking to get and the marquees that we're looking to purchase? How can city schools play a part?
The involvement of Huntsville City Schools dates back maybe 5-6 years ago. And that began as a partnership between Huntsville City Schools, the city of Huntsville, and Alabama A&M. it evolved from the fact that we allowed them to play a game at the stadium, mm-hmm. and they enjoyed the stadium so well and asked us if we could, in fact, allow them to play additional games. Well, the problem that we had at that time, we had natural turf, and it takes a lot of preparation, so we could only allow them to play. For example, they would have been able to play this weekend. We have an off week. Mm-hmm. But if we have a game coming up, we could not allow them to play because we couldn't get the turf back in condition for mm-hmm. the Saturday game, which led to discussion, you know, if we had artificial turf, then, in fact, it wouldn't make any difference. And so they came together collectively and provided the resources. So it was a third for Alabama A&M, a third for the city of Huntsville, and a third for Huntsville City Schools. Mm-hmm. That's how we're able to do the turf. So their involvement there, quote, to a large extent, has already been paid for from the standpoint that they were a part of this partnership. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that provides an option for us to look at assistance from that regard, because we do have a defined contract with them, mm-hmm. and how long that contract is going to last or whether it will be renewed, all of those matters are still there. So it's not as if they will always have, quote, the right to mm-hmm. play there. So I would not think it would be appropriate at this point for them to invest from that standpoint. I am of the opinion, and I firmly believe, that we meaning the, you know, the alums and supporters of Alabama A&M University, we can raise this $1 million so that we could do this new scoreboard and the marquee on the parkway. Mm-hmm. We have that capability of doing that. And so I'm urging everyone to be a part of that. If you look back at one of the things that was true with our founder, the reason that Alabama A&M University existed in its early days was because of self-help.
Yes.
It wasn't because the state of Alabama provided the resources. It was because we helped ourselves. They gave the university $1,000 and said, "Now you go and you work it out. No buildings, nothing else." And so clearly, if given the limited resources that we had as African Americans then, mm-hmm. if we could find a way to support the university that has existed since 1875, I'm certain that with all the resources that we have now, that we can come together and have a new school board in Lewis Cruz Stadium by the fall of 2018. It is doable. So I urge us to do what we can. Strengthen our hands. When I say strengthen our hands, that is, as we go out and have conversations with other companies about giving, mm-hmm. let us be in a position to say, now, here's what the alums and supporters of Alabama University, here's what they've done. Now, you come help us. That's a much easier sell mm-hmm. than to go to them and say, would you give us the money to do it? So I urge everyone to please be a part of this. Give whatever you can so that we can have that school board. We do need one. The school board that's there has been there since the stadium was built in 1996. And so it certainly needs to be retired, and we need a new school board.
Mm-hmm, most definitely. And I know Marketing Communications Advancement spearheading that, so you can get more information at 256-372-8344 if you'd like to be a part of that. And talking about strengthening and building, renovations going on here on campus, and the new residence hall looks like it's almost done.
It is. We are scheduled to take occupancy beginning in January, so we should have students assigned. We'll be taking to the Board of Trustees the fee structure at its meeting at the last of the month, so we'll know what the cost will be for living there. It's a lot of work you see on the outside, but there's much, much more taking place on the inside. Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful facility. Our students are going to love that that facility, and so we look forward to having them begin to occupy it. But in addition to that, we're proud about what's taking place with McCaleb. Mm-hmm. That's the old vocational building. And so it's moving along quite well. You can see a lot of construction and improvement and renovations taking place as you go up on the hill. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be our swing building.
What's that mean?
Well, we have a need to do renovations in many more facilities on the campus. Mm-hmm. It's hard to do renovations when you've got people in the building, and you have to try to work around the individuals there. So by swing building, what we're going to do is we'll move everyone out of that wing and move them to Michaela.
Okay.
So let's, for example, say we're going to do some work in a wing of Morrison. Mm-hmm. We'll move everyone out of that wing, take them to McCaleb, do the work that needs to be done in Morrison, mm-hmm. move them back. And then we'll move another group and move them back. So it's going to be our swing building mm-hmm. as we move forward with trying to upgrade and renovate the facilities on the campus. So
that's good. I like to hear that, swing building. That's something new. Mm-hmm. Let's swing back to sports. Magic City Classic. I put on Facebook yesterday, when you hear Maze, you know it's classic time.
Yes.
He's featuring Frankie Beverly. It's classic time. What are your thoughts and your projections and your excitement about the classic coming up?
Well, you know, the classic is it's an event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just phenomenal what takes place at the classic. Always a wonderful time to market both of the universities. So we're looking forward to, again, a splendid time as we advance both mm-hmm. institutions, but we're looking to have another victory as we've had for the last, as we did last year. You
mm-hmm.
know, we were not favored last year, but, you know, the Bulldogs tend to rise to the occasion, and
always.
So
yes.
We look forward to a victory this year in the Magic City Classic, and so it should be a lot of fun.
All right, we look forward to that. That's going to be on the 28th. This month, kickoff at 2:30 p.m. This is the Presidential News from the Hill here on WJAB. We want you to get in on the conversation, 256-372-4062. It is Wednesday, so you did a little walking. How is that coming along?
Wonderful. last Wednesday, we had 42 persons that participated. And I'm going to note that all of the presidents were there. We had the president of the Faculty Senate, the president of the Staff Senate,
mm-hmm.
the president of the Student Government Association, and I was there. So all the presidents were present last week. We had about 42. Today, we probably, and I may be stretching the number, but I'm sure we had at least about 100 persons who came, and we walked. We always walk for a mile.
Okay.
And we had a lot of students today that came over. So it is going well, and we encourage and ask everyone to come out and join us on Wednesdays. Now, we do want to make a note about a change. This coming week, we will not be walking on Wednesday. We'll be mm-hmm. walking on Tuesday because we are going, of course, we have our
board meeting
mm-hmm. and committee meetings on that Wednesday. So we'll be actually in Birmingham on Wednesday, but we don't want to end the momentum. And so for that reason, we, of course, want to move it to Tuesday so we keep the momentum going.
Okay.
The other thing that happened today at the conclusion of the walk, our Health and Counseling Center, Mr. Griffin, who is the new director there, they had a balloon release, and this balloon release was in observance of Domestic Violence Month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got two things that go on this month. We've got breast cancer awareness, but we also have domestic violence. And he shared some of the statistics about just how prevalent this mm-hmm. This is, both domestic violence as it relates to women, but also domestic violence related to men. And to bring awareness and to encourage individuals, you know, as to how you respond to that and what you do. And so there was a balloon release. The color of the balloon for domestic violence is they're purple balloons.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, for breast cancer awareness, they are pink balloons.
Right. That's wonderful. And if you need help, please go on down there. Want to talk to somebody to do the Health and Wellness Center here on campus. And we want to talk about now, you were talking about Mr. Griffin. Dr. Griffin is a new appointee in that area. Also, Dr. Malone, the new director of extensions. And give us a little background on Dr. Malone.
Certainly. You know, we've been very fortunate here that Dr. Virginia Capel served ably in that capacity for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And has been retired probably over a year. We asked her if she would stay on, and she consented to do so, until we were able to find the director. That's a very difficult position to fill. We had a search going on for some time, but we were able to identify someone that we think represents a good fit for Alabama A&M University and for the Alabama Cooperative System.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to us from Houston, where he was over the extension area in Houston. Of course, you know, that's huge. You think about the number of persons. He'd done quite a bit in terms of young development, of youth development areas there, as well as some work with farmers. And so we felt that, you know, given the urban focus of our program, that he would bring that background knowledge to that. He's a graduate of Prairie View A&M, has his undergraduate degree. So he's well qualified, and we're looking forward to very great things coming out, continuing to come out of that that area.
Well, we welcome him to the Hill. Thank you very much for being here. 256-372-4062 is the number to ask a question to Dr. Hugini. And staying with Cooperative Extension, the Successful Aging Initiative, huge success last week. What were your thoughts on the words of Mrs. Shepherd and being healthy and being fit?
Inspiration, inspiration, inspiration. Ms. Shepherd is 81 years old, but you'd never believe that. By looking at her, her mannerism, the way she moves, you'd never believe she was 81. And she shared her story that she was not always physically fit the way that she is. But sometimes in life, circumstances have a way of molding us and changing us. And she shared with us the unfortunate demise of her sister that really kind of led her down this road. But, you know, obviously she is known in the Guinness Book of World Records as being the oldest female bodybuilder in the world. And she had a phenomenal story that she shared, and I think everyone was touched by her presence. And it said to each of us, as I said in my opening comments, that now we have to say, yes, we can. That age is not a barrier, that we indeed can be physically fit. And she emphasized the importance of exercise, so that's a part of what we're trying to do with the walking with the president. But also diet, to be very, very careful what we eat and that we be mindful of our intake of water to be sure we're getting, you know, doing enough water intake. So those things were extremely important, but we enjoyed the event, and it has grown and grown each year. So we look forward to it continuing in the future.
Okay, we had a caller with a question. First, I want to say they enjoyed homecoming. They also enjoyed homecoming. They want to hear more about our partnership with the Confucius Institute and specifically the classes that they offer. Can you speak to some of that?
Sure. That is continuing to evolve, and the offerings are continuing to expand. I would ask that they would do two things. One, go to the website for the Confucius Institute, and you will see a listing of all of the activities that are offered from time to time. In addition to that, call the or visit the office. The Office of Confucius Institute is located in the Council Building on campus. And you can find a list of when all the courses are offered. We offer classes in beginning Chinese, there's intermediate Chinese, there's kind of culture and history. And so, excuse me, we certainly want people to take advantage of it. So that would be my suggestion, that they look at those two sources so they can find the specific time. I can give you general information, but I can't tell you specifically where they'll be housed relative to the classes and the time they're offered.
So go to our website, aamu.edu, or again, as you said, visit the Council Hall on campus near on the girls' end of the residence halls and offices, and you can get that information. Wednesday, walking with the president, we also participated with the St. Jude Walk, and mainly with A&M students. What was that like?
Well, again, I really want to commend our students for their continued effort in actualizing our motto, Service to Sovereignty. They, when you think about what they're continuing to do and they have done in that arena, they continue to move the envelope, everything from Habitat for Humanity to the walk that they had with Be the Match, and now, of course, with St. Jude Hospital as well. Now, that was done in conjunction with the graduate chapter of IOTA
Phi Theta fraternity.
Yes. And so they were the facilitators of that, and we joined with them. And so it was good. They recognized each of the student groups. They came, they gave them plaques and did that yesterday in the office. And they also made a contribution of $1,000 to our Freshman Academy specifically for the service learning component of that. And so, again, our students continue to make us proud in terms of what they do in community service.
Now, the Service Learning Institute, I connected with a friend of mine who's with Madison Up, Mr. Alex Riley, with Monica. And is the Service Learning Institute only for freshmen? Does it focus just on freshmen or all of the students to get the experience and get community service hours? And, of course, just the excitement and the feel-good of helping others.
The focus is on freshmen initially because what we're trying to do is be sure they connect to the university. Mm-hmm. And one way of doing that is to get involved. And what better way of getting involved than to do service? So it evolves out of what we call our Freshman Academy. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not to say that it's restricted only to freshman students, because one of the joint efforts that's going forward between Service Learning Freshman Academy is one that has been initiated by our Student Government Association and the president in particular, Julian Battle. Mm-hmm. What's happening there is that the students are trying to raise $30,000, which is half the cost of building at Habitat for Humanity, and mm-hmm. they're doing that in conjunction with the Freshman Academy and with Monica. So it's not restricted only to, it's just that it's housed there because that's one of the components of our Freshman Academy that is devoted to trying to get students involved early, because mm-hmm. the research shows if you get them involved, they are more likely to remain at the university than if they feel disconnected.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just an excellent idea that has been implemented here on campus. And time goes, I tell you, way too fast. Bulldog Pride is going to have a campus cleanup on Saturday. And how instrumental has the Bulldog Pride Committee been for this university?
Extremely beneficial. It provides a rallying point. It provides a venue where the efforts to beautify the campus, the efforts to inculcate pride, all of that has a central location now, a central vehicle from which it can expand. Mm-hmm. And that happens to be the Bulldog Pride Committee. I like it because what it does, it ties together all of the elements of the university. You have students working, you have staff, you have faculty, you have community supporters, you have alumni, all of those persons working collectively to better Alabama A&M University. And this is one of the initiative of the First Lady, and mm-hmm. so I applaud her and all the people that work with her, and I often remark that it is the most cost-effective initiative we have on the campus, mm-hmm. because from a university perspective, we provide $0 of support. Mm-hmm. So whatever they need, they have to find ways of collecting those dollars. And they do it through, of course, the sales of the Bulldog Bucks, and they do it through the dancing to the with the President and First Lady. So they are initiatives that they have that generate the revenue that allows them to do what needs to be done in terms of advancing both the aesthetics of the university as well as inculcating pride within mm-hmm. persons here at the university.
And education.
And
the pavers help with the endowed scholarship for our students. So it's a big, big deal. Makes a difference. And if you'd like to help out on this Saturday, October 21st, because we do not have a game, no games, a bye week, meet at 7:30 a.m. in front of the School of Business, which is also the president's office. And if you want more details, 256-652-5391. Dr. Hughini, thank you very, very much
for
being a part of
Fox.
Our programming here, as always, once a month. And we hear from our listeners and their concerns and what they would like to know what's happening on the Hill. And, of course, if you start here, you can go anywhere. And we are definitely seeing that happen day to day here on the campus of Alabama A&M University. And we will connect hopefully before Thanksgiving next month. Dr. Gilmore and I will work that schedule out.
Very good.
I appreciate you taking the time out to kind of relax and have a good time and talk with us here on WJAB.
Always enjoy. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Coming your way next, an update from NPR News, followed by its award-winning news magazine, All Things Considered. Thank you all for calling in and being a part of the conversation here on the Presidential News from the Hill. I'm Erica Fox. Have a great day. This is WJAB.